Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Carrie speaking. Yeah, sure. What were you wanting to know? Yep. Yeah. 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 Yeah, like definitely sounds like you should be seen. These guys do mask their symptoms very well, and with the period of going through a molt, which can be somewhat of a period of stress for them, it can bring out underlying issues that might be going on. With him being fluffed up and a little bit withdrawn and just not his usual self, I definitely would get him checked out by one of the exotic vets here. Yeah. Yeah, so definitely when they start to show some signs that they're not doing normal things, they can be quite unwell. So my advice would be to definitely get them checked, him to get checked out, just to make sure that there isn't anything going on. If there is, hopefully we can get it early enough that it won't deteriorate to him being quite unwell. Yeah, so you'll be looking at 179 for the consultation. If we need to do any crop washes or special stains on the feces to check to make sure that there's no bacteria that shouldn't be there, you'd be looking at about $50 for those, plus or minus medications and treatment depending. But once the doctor has seen and done the assessment, he'll be able to do an estimate for you and let you know the treatment plan and costs. Yeah. Yeah, it's up to you. You can definitely just obviously provide him food and water at home, keep him in a nice quiet environment away from direct drafts, and make sure he doesn't get too cold or anything. It's not getting cold at night, so that's not so much of a worry. But just at night time, maybe popping a towel just over the top half of the cage. Yeah. Yeah, sure. Yeah, so and just monitor his feces or and things like that. If they start changing to a dark brown to almost black color, or if they start to become loose and runny, then that's signs that they're not well. Yep. Has it changed to what he has normally been passing or not? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, sure. Well, it's up to you. I do have an appointment at 11 o'clock if you want to come in at 11. That's it. Yep, sure. Well, you can just see how he goes. You can definitely give us a call. We are fully booked up tomorrow and we won't have an available appointment till Monday after that. But you can see how you go. Otherwise, I do have a later appointment this afternoon if you're wanting to come in at 4 o'clock at this stage. But yeah, we do book up quickly. Yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah. 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 So my advice would be, yes, we do need to see them, but you just need to work out whether that is something that you can do, and we need to make a time. So if you want to have a think about it, you can give us a call back. It's up to you. Sorry, what was that? We do allow roughly about 40 minutes. Obviously, we try and run as close to time as possible, but with this industry, we do get emergencies that come through, so things do put us back a little bit, but we do allow about 40 minutes for the consultation. But yeah, if you've got an appointment at Prince Charles at 12, you won't get out from your appointment to get over across in time. Well, have a think about it and give us a call back if you could make a later appointment this afternoon. Okay, we'll talk to you then. Thank you. Bye.